Amen.
Amen.
Good to know the Lord, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
It's so good to be with you again. I say again because I've been with some of the other brothers here, but some of you haven't. Amen. We've been over in Zambia doing quite a few meetings. God has moved in a mighty way. Amen. He's been in Africa. Amen.
Amen.
There's a revival.
Amen.
The Spirit of God has begun to move among us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm one of you.
Amen.
Amen. My color may be different, but my spirit's the same.
Amen. Amen.
God has moved in a mighty way.
Amen.
Africa since the
beginning.
I believe you're the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Although the bride's all over the world, I believe Africa is a special place God's
looking
at.
Amen.
Amen. To you that was with us last, when we ministered the Word of God, we found out that Moses was a type of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And he took Ethiopian woman, which was Africa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He
was a type
of Jesus
Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's taking his bride. He's lifting us up. He says, lift the poor up out of the dust. And set us among friends. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So I'm poor as far as the natural things concerned. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I'm rich in the things of the Lord. He said he would bless us with all spiritual blessings.
Yes.
In heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God said we're blessed, so we're blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Isn't the Word of God good?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want to talk to you just a little bit before I read the script.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Before Jesus Christ came in the flesh, Israel was God's wife. Israel was the one that God dealt with.
Israel,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
According to Revelation chapter
12, chapter 12,
that woman with 12 stars on her head, which represent the 12 tribes of Israel,
yes.
She brought forth a man child.
Yes.
Who was to rule the whole nation with
the
rod of
iron.
Hallelujah, that was Jesus Christ.
Yes.
God had his nation of Israel. God's got his nation of Israel. But when his son came, born of the Virgin Mary, God wanted to get a bride for his son.
Yes.
And he said he would take out the Gentiles, the people for his name. And that's us. Hallelujah. And he gives Israel one kind of garment. And he gives the bride another kind.
Israel dressed in white robes.
Israel a fala muito de roeira.
The bride dressed in fine linen, clean and white.
Como pode boa fala basura, muito roeira.
The bride of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Amen.
He gives his bride his gifts. He gives his bride his fruits.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Look like you got 9 windows on each side.
I will come at the my window 9 look body in the
9 gifts of the Spirit.
My pastor, the salivist in his hands, Jim.
9 fruits of the Spirit.
For pastors, the pastor, the salivist with his hands, Jim.
Amen. Amen. They all for the bride.
Mambo, yam patiwi.
And the bride tree bring forth her fruit.
Jim, tengo wang patiwi, ubelo, bas, the pastor, Sachi.
Hallelujah. We find the bride in Revelation chapter
22.
And the Bible says she brings forth her fruit. That tree of life is the bride.
Amen.
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 Paul said you've written a epistle.
Amen.
Amen. You're a spiritual word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this Bible here as written word.
Bible
it's just like our body, a natural word. But there's a spirit in this word.
Hallelujah. Is
the Spirit and Word were the same.
Mau, zimo mau ni shimoji.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The spoken word and the written word.
Mau ayangulindwa ni mau ayembewa.
It brought forth and produced that that God ordained.
Zinapoereza ni kuturutsa zimene Mungu anazikandikisha.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the church fell away.
Foma mpingo unapo.
God shook the eternal life out of it away. And that took the life away. In the days of St. Paul, when he wrote the Word of God, he fully expected to be raptured out of here. He said, we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord,
yes,
would not hinder those that have already gone by the way of the grave. But Paul said, we shall be changed.
Yes. In the
moment.
Yes.
We caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But something happened. Hallelujah. He took the Spirit off this word. And now that they had the written word, they had the tree of knowledge. But the tree of life was separated from
it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. There's coming a day on this earth.
Yes.
Where the Bible says there'll be no more curse.
But in the Bible,
there'll be no more death.
Right.
There'll be no more pain.
Amen.
All things will be made new.
Jesus thought to stop under that top part.
That eternal life will be restored back to man.
Yes.
Amen.
Because that's what the word was given for. To give us eternal life. Right now, that inner man has eternal life. Paul spoke out of the inner man in the
outer.
He said, though this outer man
perished,
the inner man is renewed day by day. When God's going to put His Spirit back upon the world.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Not only will the inner man have eternal life, but the outer
man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He promised redemption for the body.
Amen.
Amen. After the book of Romans. We groan and travail in this whole body. Until the redemption of the body. Amen. Until He's claimed His
purchase.
So we,
if
we are not redeemed,
I've been to know forever.
Unless and until this old body is redeemed,
then we are saved.
Well, we're living in the day for that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Where it's putting that life right back on the Word. And that life on the Word would translate our body.
Amen.
Paul wrote about it.
Amen.
He said the Lord Himself judges in heaven. With the voice of an archangel. And with the trump of God. Hallelujah. That's why it's taking place now. The trump of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Acts chapter
7,
church 8. John was picked up in the 4th chapter of the book of Revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The first voice he heard was that the trumpet talking to him. Saying, come up a little higher.
Hallelujah.
Hear the night voice. Come up a little higher. Hallelujah. Amen. We're hearing that trumpet talk. Somebody says, can the trumpet tell?
We are the trumpet.
If you get caught up in the spirit, you can hear the trumpet
tell. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I heard the voice of the trumpet talking. Somebody said
that
no trumpet can talk. Yes, they trumpet can talk. In the days of Paul, the trumpet was talking.
Praise God.
Paul said it's the trumpet given uncertain
sounds. I would be Paul on the just a take up, you know.
Who can prepare?
I would have one thing done.
Hallelujah, but it didn't give an uncertain sound to the Gentiles.
God must think the Pereca because I'm never going to want it to do.
The Gentiles love to hear that trumpet sound.
I'm very friendly to the fool.
Because the man that was blowing the trumpet,
she found me coming out by the finger.
Is one that God ordained and raised up and sang to the Gentiles.
I never would look down on the
throne of the world.
Hallelujah.
And he had a message that they loved. He had a message that done something for the inside of
them.
He had a message that caused them to rejoice in their soul. He said, I say unto you, rejoice. Rejoice evermore. Well, the last part of the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
Has it been well with us?
Yes.
Well, the Lord was a shout. Voice of an archangel. In the final part, the trump of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what's taking place. The trumpet's blowing. And when the trumpet's blowing, it picks up the shout. It picks up the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we get all. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what's taking place in
Africa.
The trumpet of God's blowing.
There's
little eaglets all around. And there's the mother eagle screaming. The little eaglets are sticking up their head all over.
Amen.
feel that that caused Elijah to outrun those Syrian horses?
Amen.
Amen. He was up on the mountain praying for rain. He sent his servant 7 times. Do you see any rain? Hallelujah. But the 7th time. He said, I see a crowd about the size of a man. Sound of abundance of rain.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. He said to his servants, get you in Jezreel. Because it's raining.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God yelled
at
Elisha. Those Syrian horses could run about 35 miles an hour. He outran them into town.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He was supercharged.
Yeah, that didn't pump in the
ankle. He was supercharged with the Holy Spirit.
And that's what he pumped up. See my head, I
up. And that's what God's doing for us. He's supercharging us.
That's why just a minute ago we just got wife.
Hallelujah. He let that tree of life come forth within us.
I pull on and see my boy. Tell my boy. We do get wife.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you that tree of life's coming forth from this book.
You find the fruit that it takes on boy. We go through the book with it.
This is the garden that the tree of life grows in.
You would not make no
boy.
Take on boy. Yes, sir.
Glory to God, it's promised right here.
Chukuduluka uma pera da minha seca.
Oh, we need the Holy Ghost water.
Oh, amare tu sol si moera si chanta.
Hallelujah. 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 Paul said the letter alone will kill.
Paulo aguti la cara pe o kai ma pa.
But the Spirit of it will give you life.
Si mo na la pera da minha seca. Yes, sir.
Amen. He's restoring the Spirit back to His Word. Not only is he restoring the Spirit back to the Word, you're becoming the Word.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Amen. You believe you're becoming the Word?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Let me read a scripture before I get to my text. I'm going to read in the 3rd chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians.
Chapter 3, Corinthians.
2 Corinthians. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I want to show you something about the Word.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Twist that thing, brother. Twist it.
Move. Yes, sir.
Ain't the Lord good?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ain't the Lord good to us now?
I'm with some of the wife is a
bundle. Amen. Now, we'll read here in 2 Corinthians, chapter 3. I want to begin verse 2.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to show you where the Word was at in the days of Paul before it was written.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. The early church went for the first 30-something years without any written Word. It was Holy Ghost spoken Word. And the people were the Word. The prophet messenger to this age said the bride will become the Word.
Amen.
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 Notice. Chapter 3, verse 2. Ye are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men.
Hebrew mitima yathu
kudziwika ndiwonengedwa ndi anthu onse. This is not one of the 12 talking.
Awo simoto anthu kumi ndi awiri akuyankhula.
Israel had 12 apostles.
Israel anali ndi anthu kumi ndi awiri.
But this was one that God sent to the Gentiles.
Koma winthu amene Mulungu anamtumiza kwa amithunzi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The 12 couldn't come to the Gentiles. Jesus commanded them not to. In Matthew chapter 10,
Matthew 10,
the word of God says there, Jesus speaking to his 12 apostles, that don't go to the Gentiles.
Samaria.
Go only to the lost sheep of Israel.
Oh, yes.
And that's what they did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The only one went to the Gentiles was Peter. And he only had one service. And if you read Revelation or read Acts chapter 11, you'll find out why Peter didn't go back. Because those other 11 apostles got on
it.
They said, "Thou went and sent unto the unclean." Did eat bread with them. What are you doing going to the Gentiles? Peter told him, "God, give me a vision and made me do it." So when they got through with him, he didn't go back anymore. But since he had the key to the kingdom, he had opened the door for him. Because Jesus said, "Peter, I give you the keys to the kingdom." Whatever they shut, they shut. So he opened the door to the Gentiles. But he didn't go back. In the book of Acts chapter
10,
as Peter was preaching to the Gentiles, the Holy Ghost fell. They began to speak in tongues. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible says Peter and all that came with him. Amen. They were amazed. They were shocked. They couldn't believe their eyes. They couldn't believe their ears. Because these Gentiles were speaking in tongues. These Gentiles had received the Holy Ghost. And Peter said, "Can any man forbid water that they should be baptized?" So he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So 8 years after the day of Pentecost for the Jews, God opened it up for the Gentiles. And when he opened it up for the Gentiles, he sent a special apostle to them. And he wrote us 14 books of the Bible. And all those 14 books tied all the word together. Amen. But it's a home base. In America, they play football.
But it's different to
your
football.
Okay, all right.
They don't understand.
Amen. With football, you got a home base. You hit that ball. The other team's trying to get it. You
got
to go all the way around and get to the home base. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You score when you do that. Well, Paul's message is the home base for the Gentiles.
Go on, Mount Tenga, what Paulo, the home base, the
Amen.
hit a home run.
Watabanga mpaka ndakuka koletsa.
And we went all the way around and come back to what Paul taught.
Tatsungurira mpaka ndakabalatsa vatimene Paul anapunzisa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are my epistle, written in
your home.
Verse 3. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ,
popeza, monesewa kuti, murikata wa Kristi,
ministered by us,
wakutuli kiranishe,
written not with ink. Brother, is it legal to run here?
Everybody
say, written not with ink. Hallelujah.
Amen.
you how to quote Scripture. Well, the serpent can quote Scripture. The serpent said, "Hey, has God said?" And he couldn't get the tree of life. And the Spirit. Only Jesus Christ can do that.
Yes, yes,
amen. So Paul said the letter of the word killeth. But it's the Spirit of the word that gives life. When you got both, you can have a seed. Amen. Be it corn or something else. It's got life in it. But it's got to be planted in the garden.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. That seed's got life in it. But you plant it in the garden. You put the water on it. And the sun shines on it. Pretty soon there's a little plant comes up. Amen. There's where the life's at. Amen. He talked about a tree of life. The leaves are for the healing of the nation.
Hallelujah.
There's no healing in knowledge. Take the Spirit of God to heal.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I can quote to you all day long. And say, by His stripes you're healed. Unless the Holy Ghost quickened and brings the past, there's no healing. Amen. It's the Spirit of God that does. Hallelujah. How many sees now? Amen. That the Word of God says, the letter killing. But it's the Spirit that gives life.
Amen.
Paul said, what you receive is not written in just tables of stone. But it's in your heart. By the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now this ain't for us, just everybody. It's for the bride. Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. The bride tree, she brings forth her fruit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Now the plants, a lot of the plants like corn. The male and female lives in the same stalk.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You plant that corn. If it had been allowed to pollinate,
it would bring
forth life. Hallelujah. God typed this church age out as a plant that was planted in the field. It came through seven church ages. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
But at the end time, it's to go back to the original. Like the same seed that went in the ground. My daddy was a farmer, my father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we learned how to farm. And we learned you could hybrid corn.
It brings
forth a more beautiful crop. But don't plant next year. Because when you hybrid it, makes more. But it's dead.
There's
no life in it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's what happened to the church. They got more, but there's no life.
Yes, but you know, they bring women in, but you can't go back to your own believers. Come on now.
Yeah. I'd rather have a few with a heart full.
Oh, yeah. You can't do a chap of a mundima, but it's in a jar.
Just a handful. Over us by His Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Now when that stalk of corn comes up, you get out of your blades. You get your ear of corn. And at the same time that ear of corn gets full, you'll know it's silks coming all over the top of that corn. And at that same time, there's
the tassel.
And from that tassel come pollen. And the wind began to blow. Amen.
Amen.
You can can buy corn silks at the health food store.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because that life went right through there.
Glory to God.
Amen. There's been a grain that's been pollinated in this end time. Waiting for this Holy Ghost message trumpet to sound. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to begin to come up in the garden of God. Hallelujah. You're
going to
be the tree of life again.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The bride tree's coming forth. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
And that bride tree brings forth her fruit. Nine fruits of the Spirit. And this male life has come into a fivefold ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's why when Paul preached the Word of God, he said he gave gifts to men. And he named five of them.
They are natural.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
There's nine gifts for the body. There's nine fruits of the Spirit for the body. But when it comes to ministering the Word, amen, He gave five offices. Amen. Amen. To take that male life over the bride, to cause her to come forth. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. That bride tree is coming forth again. Amen.
Amen.
And by the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
He baptized us all into one body.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now ain't that grain of corn once it's pollinated? Male life and female life in that one grain.
Hallelujah.
Once you're baptized into the body of Christ, this male life and female life in the same body. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. There's a sister to sing the praises of God. There's a sister
that
can speak in tongues. There's a sister that can prophesy. Hallelujah. They can rejoice in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
They can be our cheerleaders.
Amen.
Amen. They can say, preach it, preach it. Come on, preacher, lay it on the line.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Last evening, when we were over in another city,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We brought it in about the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How the sisters could have the gifts of the Spirit. And we brought in about Apollos. Yes. You know, ever since I preached that message, I've been saying, Lord, give me a heart like Apollos.
Because
Apollos wanted that word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But it was Priscilla and Aquila, man and wife.
Anari Priscilla ni Aquila, mamuna ni kazuachi.
All Apollos aside. They began to tell them about a message they've heard.
Amen.
Introduced him to St. Paul.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know that little St. Paul over there?
But definitely, Paul over there.
By occupation, he was a tent maker.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God, not only did he preach the gospel, but when he went among the poor saints, he said, I don't want to be burdened to the saints.
I'm going
to
give
that job work a while.
Hallelujah.
How it's pollinated.
Yes,
and
the male life and the female life kind of in the same grain.
Hallelujah.
And when that male life and female life
come
in the same grain, the pollination has taken place. And the male life and the female life come in the same grain. The pollination has taken place. The stalk died. Because you're not wanting the stalk, you want the original again.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
You want the original.
Yes.
Yes. And come back to what went in the ground. And you know what happened to the pollen then? Spent pollen will really agitate your breathing it.
Yeah.
You go in a cornfield. After pollination took place. There's a lot of spent pollen. When you breathe it, your nose gets stopped up.
Yeah,
your eye gets in your eyes and your eyes begin to
run.
Your eyes turn red. And you start sneezing.
Amen.
You have to start. Excuse me. Somebody say, bless your heart.
We don't have to be able to say.
To pollinate this plant.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the prophet's been gone for 40-some years. Amen. He pollinated the grains. And now all the people got left, a lot of them have spent pollen. He knew I was a preacher. But I didn't try to push anything over on him. I just worked and did my job. So about the third day, he said, you're different. I said, what do you mean I'm different? He said, you're not like the rest of them. I said, well, is that good or bad? He said, I think it's good.
I said,
so I went to my uncle's church Sunday. He said he mentioned Brother Brown's name 37 times. And only mentioned Christ twice.
And then what should I be doing?
Amen. Amen. He said, I sat down and wondered, doesn't Jesus have anything to do with this?
I did not have my mother, but I guess some more.
I thank God for I thank God for that pollinating message. It brought the male life right back into the church. And that male life is Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Then God, by the Holy Spirit, body of Christ. There are two baptisms spoken of in the Word of God. One, water baptism. And that's always to be done in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Paul talks about a spirit baptism. He said, by one spirit you're all baptized into one body. Now you got the original seed back again.
Yes, sir.
The male members and the female members all baptized into the same body. Just like in that grain of corn. Has to be the male life and female life, or it'll never come up.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I've got a friend near home. His daddy brought some hybrid corn. He didn't know what it was. He planted a cornfield. And that first year, he had so much corn. It was such big corn. It produced about twice as much as it should. All the neighbors said, can I have some of this corn? I want some of these seeds. He said, no, you can't have any. They planted it the next year. Most of them didn't come up. Because it's hybrid.
Hallelujah.
If you cut that silk off before it, it will come up when you plant it. And if you want to take two different kinds of corn, you can cut the tassel out one kind and have another kind of corn growing nearby and leave the tassel in it. It'll get the pollen from the other type corn. Amen. It'll be a mixed grain. Hallelujah. I'm thinking about the Garden of Eden here. Amen. There was an original man named Adam. He was the son of God. But there was another fella. He was a serpent. They won't take the ideas and treat the man and mix it with the word. All they're doing is producing a hybrid religion. It might produce a congregation. But there'll be no laughing. Was taken up in the paradise. You find that in Revelation, the tree of life in the midst of paradise
of God. But I want
you to know
this.
He took the spirit of Eden. So he left the earth here.
He said,
now when the earth brings forth, it won't produce the goodness of this
fruit.
You'll have power against the grass. You'll eat your bread and sweat your face.
Amen.
Amen. You'll
live
that way. And he said to Eve, you're greatly multiplied thy conception.
Meet
the time that she could conceive.
Every
28 days or so.
Masiku 28 mona simakhalila.
You
come to that corner line. Muka mumo
the original was like it is and now, Mukini.
Chifuka. Mona sinari pachiani sinasokone kabu umoyo mufumu wanyama.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Out here in the farmers have a bull and a whole herd of cats.
Muno alimena nimombe zambili.
That bull will not get around them cattle until a certain time of life. It will become pregnant and buy another little cat. There's nothing else selling that yet. But with a human family, we got hybrid. From Adam,
Mother,
created the wife.
And that's what someone said, no.
because
she failed.
Enough. What?
But God sent the second Adam.
Well, I'm glad we found out what you is.
Amen. He took her eyes from her to his side.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's why when Jesus died on the cross, he cried with a loud voice. And he gave up the ghost. And then that same ghost came back on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a lot of men in the Old Testament died.
They
fact, they all of them
dead,
except Enoch. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But not one of those men that died, Moses, Abraham, Jabez, or any of them, did God say have the Holy Ghost. They were all born in sin, shaping in iniquity. So it would do no good for their spirit to come back upon us. But on the day that Jesus died on the cross, he cried with a loud voice, Father, receive my spirit. And the Holy Ghost went out of him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says he gave up the ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes.
But
about 10 days later, the disciples were in the upper room. They were in one mind, one accord. They were praising God.
Yes.
And they heard a sound from heaven that rushed by the wind. Hallelujah. Here comes that same ghost that Jesus gave up. And for the first time, it's called the Holy Ghost. He's the only man that has the Holy Ghost. Everybody else was born in sin, shaped Nick, became a man. But when Jesus gave up the ghost, the man gave up the ghost that didn't sin nor was God, found his man. And he said, Father, into thy hand I command my spirit. And gave up the ghost.
Yes.
From then on. Amen. His spirit's called the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's the only man that ever had a Holy Ghost. He didn't keep it for himself. He gave it to his bride. He gave it to his church. He gave it to his brethren. He gave it to his people. Amen. That's why I said you shall receive the Holy Ghost not many days.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost came right back. That's that tree of life. And your body is that garden that grows in. That's why we'll present our bodies as a living sacrifice to God. Holy, acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Hallelujah. We got that life in us. I got Jesus in me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm in him and he's in me.
Yes.
I am crucified with him. I'm raised with him. I'm dead and my life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. One time there was Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. But I got news for you. There's many sons of God. Paul said, I've begotten you. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, you're sons and daughters of God. There's not just one. There's many. But there's one Jesus Christ.
To the Jews, he's the elder brother.
Why you let him chimane all good?
Yes. But to the Gentile bride, he's the bridegroom.
But if I'm fighting to the death,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Adam and Eve in the garden hybrid.
Adam and Eve in the garden hybrid.
He took him the wrong kind of father. He took in the wrong kind of power.
Yes.
And hybrid the human race. Brought forth a king.
Amen.
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 But then God gave Adam and Eve another son, which is Seth. Cain was the wrong seed. He rose up and slew Abel. So God gave another son. God sent old Cain and his people way off over there in the land of
Nod.
For the first 2,000 years before the flood, there was two races of people. That was the Canaanites and the Sethites. Amen. Among the Sethites, there wasn't one murderer. But he tried to obey the natural laws of God. But just before the flood came, the sons of God began to look at the daughters of men. The Canaanite women, they came over here. They came out with their mini skirts on. They came out with their two-piece bathing suits. They came out with their paint on their face. They came out with a big
earbuds
on. They came out with a ring on every finger. Some of them had rings on their toes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on.
Some of them had bracelets around their hands. And they went twisting before the sons of God. And after so long, the sons of God yielded to temptation.
Watch his son, Pepper.
I don't see
now we may get a festival and I know the food leader.
Take this for a while now.
I'm not going to take it. I'm going to go to the 2 weeks is the
some of them come three or four.
Then I will now we like that. I'm going to fight you.
I do construction work, Papa.
In a nima, bench no manga.
Come and work with all the guys.
Nima, we are mean you, Dalina.
Occasionally, I walk up on them, you never heard such stuff.
Muka akamaya ankula. He went so dabai, akamaya ankula. Mwase.
Y'all have been with me last night.
Oh, siku nepa puti.
Then there's hush, there's a preacher. Hush,
hush.
Hey, how you say, man?
Ah, yeah. Mwase. Mwase. Mwase.
Good, he's gone.
Oh,
Amen.
Amen. We can talk now.
Amen.
Their heart's only in evil and their mind on evil continues. Both races mixed. Then there was no more circumcision by the flesh. There was no longer one race of people, you could say this race circumcised, that's the same. Because the whole thing became
hybrid.
All the spirits become polluted. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God.
Come on, Noah, I'm not going to destroy all of us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Glory.
God destroyed the world with a flood. And it started over again.
And I am miras.
But by this time, man's very spirit had become polluted.
Come on, Tawin. See, woman, you're not going to get
so it wasn't the one thing to do.
But I like to watch Jesus.
Bring back the tree of life. Bring it into predestinated
tree.
That's Jesus Christ.
Yes, Christ.
Amen. Old Testament, they killed a little lamb. As a tithe. When he put a lamb of God to come. But the spirit of that lamb couldn't come back upon the people. Because that lamb's spirit and your spirit was different. So God created him a lamb. Now the tree of life is growing in this garden. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right here in the garden. The tree of life is growing in. When he preached that word of God under that anointing, you don't see this garden much. Amen. You see that tree of life growing in the garden. And his ministered flames of fire.
Yes, sir.
I'm tired.
That's all right.
Amen. Do you love him? Well, I'm just 66 year old. Just a little about a teenager. I'm still there. Do you love him now?
Amen.
How many see the letter of the word alone will kill? Everyone in the garden acted the spirit of Eden lived as they died. But he brings it back again. And takes us into the millennium. The death service will be left in.
Yes.
We'll live in Raymond's Christ for 1,000 years. After that eternal. I got to quit, brother.
Bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.